All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Drunk Words Equals Sober Thoughts podcast. What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? How y'all feeling?
We're back.
Yeah, we here.
Literally.
Yeah.
I'm
tired. What does that mean?
I'm back to work.
Oh, shit. All right.
It's been 9 months, right. 7 days, 3 hours and 72 seconds.
Who's counting?
This is going to be a good show, y'all. We got a special guest in the building, too. So, you know, everything is going to be working out. So we'll introduce that person in a little bit. But you know how we start the show. We start this show by introducing everybody in the room. I am your humble host, Brother Man from the Fifth Floor.
A.K.A. Okay.
This nigga. Just come on. Shit. Boring.
Yeah, I'll take
Skip
that.
You.
I, take I actually had some earlier.
Why?
I just had it.
How about for now on?
But you know what?
Just type them out.
Guess what? Guess who's next? We got Eric Jimmy, a.k.a.
Jimmy by Nature.
A.k.a.
Return of the Jimmy.
A.k.a.
Niecy.
Wow.
Because my knees fucked up.
Next up, we got Grown Mans, a.k.a.
The Overweight Lover.
A.k.a.
Big Daddy.
A.k.a.
I'm back.
He drunk. That's what he meant.
I'm back.
Oh, shit. Y'all just blasted off like Superman.
He got the hands up.
Super Big Man. I'm back.
You got Superman and Super Nigga.
We also got somebody back in the building. He's a long time. We haven't heard him for a minute. We got College Kid, a.k.a.
Him.
A.k.a.
Baby Goat.
A.k.a.
Mr. CEO.
Okay. That was a little weird. But
of what?
You College Kid's
back. What's the first one? What did you say the first one? Yeah.
I him.
What?
CEO of
is
what?
Is that your pronouns? You know how they put the pronouns up now?
Like, I don't even
what's
know.
What's your pronouns? Blue. 42. Said hut.
All right.
College Kid back.
CEO of.
Yeah, he still didn't answer that. He curved that.
He's a CEO of
Batman Entertainment.
Batman Entertainment.
Put that shit out there.
Okay. Right, we're going to keep it moving.
Yeah, we're going to pull up to the first party.
All right. So we also have a special guest in the building.
B-Shiesty
in the building.
What the B stand for?
I'm sorry, my bad. Quiz.
I thought it.
B-Shiesty, you got some AKAs or we just going to keep it moving?
Just keep it moving. That's what I'm talking about.
Give me some.
I need it.
Look,
I'm big dog for real.
Real niggas don't need
AKAs. I'm big dog.
Yo, okay.
I'm big dog, yeah.
Yo, let them know. Real niggas don't need AKAs.
I'm big dog. That's all I need.
Great Dane.
She is about 6'1". She is about 6'1", though. She about 6'1".
The A gap like a motherfucker.
I have a heel on.
Yo, when she came in here, I didn't know if that was.
Get the gun. We're being robbed.
Right, I was a little nervous. I said, damn, I got to take her down. Shit.
I was just like
them the shoes that Biggie had on when he kicked in the doorway.
Right, the door with the 4-4. Right, I was like, shit, I got to tackle her. God damn.
Oh, my God.
All right, so Bria, you know, anytime we got a guest, we ask them a couple questions, right?
Okay.
And we play this game called Truth or Drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
So either you answer the question or you drink. Okay.
Right.
So I mean, feel free. I mean, you don't have to answer anything,
but
you will drink.
But
you will drink.
And
right?
She off amigos too.
So what we do is you're just gonna say a number between 1 and 30, okay? And I'll ask the question, and then like I said, you can choose truth or drink.
Okay.
All right. So we'll do three questions, right? That's how we normally
three questions.
I thought it was five.
All right. Oh, shit. Why do you want to know that?
What's the
fuck?
Like, you changing rules. No.
All right. So give me a number 1 through 30.
20.
Oh, okay. That was quick.
Right.
All right. How likely are you to ever consider being a stripper?
Yeah, not likely at all.
What about a porn star?
Yeah, no.
Okay. All right. That was
no,
one.
No OnlyFans. No.
No. None of that.
It's okay. No
only
price.
For my man.
There's no price.
No price. Hell no.
It's no low.
I mean, if I'm drunk
it's
enough.
No low.
What? The price. A shot of Casa.
A shot of Casa.
I mean, we,
if I'm
yeah.
drunk
a shot of Casa
maybe.
And an ass shaker. So,
man.
Right.
No,
what's some mozzarella sticks?
Oh, shit.
To feed the liquor.
All right. So, next number.
One.
Oh, shit. Come on. You're making me scroll.
Right. Yeah, right. You go back to the top of the list.
What is your most embarrassing fantasy? Rubber duckies.
I don't have none.
You don't got no fantasies?
Not embarrassing ones, no.
It might not be embarrassing to you.
Right.
But I don't really have any fantasies because whatever I want, I get. I don't dream. Like, I don't.
Well, what's the next thing that you want?
I like that type of talk.
What's the next thing that you want that you didn't get yet?
I like that type of talk. That's some real shit.
Nothing. I'm a drink. I'm just going to drink.
Yeah, take that shot. Yeah. You just scared
the answer. She beat around the bush like a motherfucker.
Right.
Anybody want to answer that? Anybody got an embarrassing fantasy? Like, nobody want, like, you know, some jello.
I want
jello and then
I used to want to get caught fucking by, like if I was dealing with a girl and I ain't like her brother, I want him to walk in and see me banging.
Whoa, my bad.
That's like, what I was. I used to want that.
But see, is that really a fantasy?
No,
or that
it's
just
not.
Like a,
that's just being petty as shit.
Yeah, you nigga, you don't like me and I'm blowing the back out.
Okay.
Or baby father.
whichever's available.
You know, grown man's into balloons. He like balloons.
Wait, what?
He like having sex with balloons.
Where I come from? I had nothing to do with. I'm drinking.
He like to climax and pop a balloon at the same time.
I don't know what he's speaking.
Pow! He be like.
I have no idea what he's speaking of.
Oh, that's not. Oh, my bad. I didn't put that out. I'm just drinking my Casamigos.
You're telling your business.
My bad.
No, I'm just drinking my Casamigos. I had nothing to do with this.
My bad. All right. One more question.
13. Try 13.
Why 13?
I don't know.
29.
All right. 29. Let's
didn't
we
just say stop skipping to the end?
No.
Back and forth?
No. I'm difficult.
Okay. Fair enough.
How many orgasms have you faked?
None.
All of them.
What Meg said. What did Meg say?
We don't listen. We don't do that over here.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't listen to Meg.
No, I'm not faking nothing.
Never in your life.
Never, ever fake anything.
Damn, so you're like, so even if your man did not hit the spot, you will not make him feel good?
No.
Well, you know what I'm saying? A lot of women can climax.
Off of penetration.
Yeah, they need stimulation.
So what you say? Are you one that says that you got to lick it before you stick it?
Yes.
Or, okay. And then, okay.
So, like, that's a rule. That's a requirement.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a quickie, though. Like, quickies don't got
so,
time
no,
to
it don't count, but the quickies, your adrenaline is already racing. So, that's all I need is a quickie. But if we, like, really in the bed and we about to get down
so,
to
So, like, if
down.
You didn't climax, he done, like, what are you saying? You saying, nah, you got
to doing it again.
Finish this shit up.
Until I'm satisfied. I don't even have to climax. I just need to be satisfied within myself.
Okay.
It's a mental thing with sex.
Okay.
So,
explain that.
Put that out there because I'm
so
a mental thing.
Explain that.
So you saying that? But we talking about orgasms though.
Yeah, no.
Let her explain. Explain this, please.
So orgasms, like it takes. You have to be mentally there to actually have a real orgasm and the climax to reach your highest climax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I'm not into it mentally, I'm not going to climax at all.
And then what?
So you mean? So what you saying? You got
like
the
person? I might go to sleep.
I'm done. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, I might go to sleep.
Oh, that's.
I might go to sleep, and then I'm gonna play with myself when he leave. Fair enough. I got a toy, but I'm not playing with myself. But I got a toy.
Right. Well, technically, you are playing with yourself because
I'm not. But I'm not.
Toys are meant to be played with.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Sex is not made for women. Number one.
I don't believe that because all the toys are for y'all. All the marketing,
that's
everything
why
is for y'all.
Sex is not made for women.
Well, the reason why women can't fucking come because they put all this shit up in them and expect the dick to still work.
30 inch fucking Leroy and shit.
And expect the dick to still work.
So you saying they overly stimulated?
Yeah, absolutely.
Even before I started playing with myself, I didn't have my first orgasm until I was 25, and it was with a girl.
So what did you do before that?
You gay?
No, I'm not gay.
All females are gay.
No. I give you that. All females are not gay.
I'm not gay.
All girls, they like.
I like
that.
What I like.
They'll let a girl eat a mouth.
If I let it,
they never really.
If a dude let a dude suck his dick, is he gay?
No.
Yes.
But we're not talking about.
No. Because female quick to throw out is a double standard.
It's a double.
You can cheat and it don't mean nothing. But if I cheat,
you talk
it means.
Totally
no, I'm talking
category.
About the same shit that y'all would do if we do it is different. Right?
No,
you gay,
but it is
nigga. You gay.
It is a double standard, but sometimes there are double standards. We just gotta accept that.
When I climaxed, I was fucking her.
But the thing is, listen.
So do you call it fucking? Like when they, women having sex?
You know what I call it?
Yeah, I put a strap on.
Wait, all right, now you're gay. Now you're gay.
I'm not gay. That's like, oh, I just sucked the dick once. No, you're gay. Like,
you're gay.
But my thing is this.
Did you grunt when you was fucking her?
It was good.
But my thing is this.
I got a question, though, because this is the first time I ever met somebody that wore a strap. Can I just ask this question?
It was her strap, though. It didn't count.
This is not the first time you messed with a wore strap.
It's not.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know somebody that wears strap. They're
not comfortable enough to tell you that.
Think about it.
You do know.
Oh, wow. We all know these people.
I know that, but I mean, I don't know. Wow. I don't know. There's never been, it's never been presented. It's never been presented. Can I say that? I never been presented with someone that actually said that they wore a strap.
Okay,
so I just want to ask this question because I was always curious about this because again, like I said, you know, with a strap, you're penetrating somebody, but are you getting the pleasure at the same
time? How does
like
that
she
work?
Said, mentally.
Mentally.
No, I mean physically too.
So you don't get any stimulation if you're the person with COVID. She got COVID.
Wait a minute.
Right, hold on. Yeah. She coughed like four times.
Hey, yo, who man is this?
That's four times.
Get the Windex.
Right.
No, speaking of that, you know they said Windex was felt to actually kill the virus, but they didn't put it out there because Windex would go off the shelf.
I really got something in my throat.
Real
pause.
Shit.
Say pause.
She don't have to say pause. Oh, she's a female. She can stick whatever she wants.
It just sounded bad. She gay.
No, okay, so no. Let me answer the question.
My apologies.
So when I wore a strap, it wasn't nothing penetrating me. There are straps that are built to do that, but it wasn't nothing penetrating me or nothing. It was mental for me.
But I thought the rubbing would get you a little bit.
It ain't rub nothing.
No.
Just like literally, just like it was mentally.
You took it straight to pound town.
It was mentally for me.
Hold up. Did you say that you fucked a dom?
So she's not a dom, but so she used to deal with men. No, listen.
Right.
She used to deal with men. But she turned to wear as though she's not the girly girl. She like she'll wear makeup, but she's not wearing no heels. She'll still dress like a regular, you know, I'm not gonna say a guy, but she don't wear no heels. She'll wear makeup though.
So she has feminine qualities.
She has yes.
Okay.
So she's like Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
That's a little
strong.
Right. That nigga wear makeup and dresses.
Yo, you know what we didn't do? COVID
19 over there.
We started off hot. Yo, we forgot our shot.
But no, little COVID over there.
Yeah.
Yo, give COVID a break.
What
yo.
You need? You need some water?
She needs some milk.
You need some
AKA COVID cute.
Right. Oh my god.
Yeah. I think my mace like open or something.
Oh shit, she need an asthma pump.
You macing us?
You trying to mace niggas and shit? That's what we doing?
What is going on today?
We didn't do nothing to you. You trying to mace me?
What the fuck is that?
I'm good.
Damn.
You want some, you want
need some milk?
No. It might be the car. You smell that? You sniffed that car before you drank it.
Right. Need some Walter's grape drink?
All right. But yeah, but we said take no shot for a good show. We started off hot.
No,
don't count. It's an opening shot.
I don't have nothing in my cup. All right, come on.
So let's take this shot for a good show. Yes, sir.
Good show. Good vibes. Nasty. He ain't take no shot. Did you take a shot?
20. He's underage. We don't support underage drinking.
Teen drinking is very bad.
Right.
I got a fake ID though.
Right. Yeah, we don't support
teen. Say that shit and use a slap. Yeah,
we're both educated. We're mandatory reporters. We have to report that.
All right.
Man,
back.
Fuck that. They nigga want to drink it, a nigga drink.
Nigga.
That's his
first
business.
Of all I do is clean up the milk. That's all I do. That's all I do. When people spill milk, I clean it up.
Oh, a janitor.
Nope. No. Whoa. I just cleaned up the milk.
A custodial professional.
Sanitation engineer.
But yeah, that was a good little start of the show. That was very answers the question. You learn something new every day.
Right.
But y'all ready to get these drunk topics? Or you want to?
Yeah, sure.
I love getting these first drunk topics. Let's talk about Soulja Boy. The king, the legend.
Bitches going ham. Bitches going ham. I'm so damn rich, man. Smoking on that bizzard.
So about a week ago, it was the anniversary of Soulja Boy's Breakfast Club interview.
Mm-hmm. Drake!
When he definitely discussed, you know, how much of the legend, the original of he put on everybody in the game. Mm-hmm. How do we feel about that? Is that true? Is Soulja Boy literally
well,
I'm
gonna come
goat.
Out. I'm gonna come out and say yeah, he's a legend. I'm gonna come out and say that first, but I'm gonna clean up because a few weeks ago I was like, "Who the fuck?" No, then I really start thinking and doing some research. A lot of people bite that man's style, man.
Big Draco.
A lot
Big
of
Draco
people
started
bite that
internet
man's
shit.
Style, man.
Big Draco put on Tory Lanez.
He made going viral. Like, let's think about it. He made going viral.
He did.
Like, he's really a legend. He's a living legend, man.
How
living
you feel
legend.
About that,
I just want to give him his roses.
Grown man, how you feel about that? Because I know you are definitely not a fan of Soulja Boy, right?
No, I like Soulja Boy. He funny as shit now. But I was not the nigga that...
They said Big Soulja can't come to the hood.
You know, and Soulja got a new hit. He got a
yeah, and people don't even know him.
You're right.
It's not a hit.
It's not a hit.
It's a TikTok hit.
TikTok, exactly.
Exactly. But the TikTok about to go viral in 2 days.
Wait a minute. But again, Draco again is always reinventing himself, always ahead of the game.
Then they got a whole video game system.
Yeah.
That didn't sell.
Whose fault was that?
He sold a million units. At $500, like
that's a million more than we ever sold.
Wait, a million units at $500 a pop.
The Soldier Boy the movie come out. Right. They're going to know.
I mean, niggas think Soldier Boy clowned out, but I mean, if you really think about it, how many niggas was really doing that dance in the club?
A lot of niggas was doing that dance in the club. Pretty Boy Swag. So grown man, you doing the dance in the club. But College Kid can't relate. He was listening. He was still listening to I love you. You love me.
When Soulja Boy had his run, he went outside. He went outside.
What were we talking about earlier when I was like, yeah, you just missed that boat. Like, what were we talking about? We were talking about something back in the day. Come on now. Help me out here. We were talking about something on the way home.
He was still on the porch. He don't
like, you remember Top 5?
I do not remember Top
5. See?
What is Top 5?
MySpace friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I had a Top 20.
I came in through Facebook.
Yeah, so you got no horse in this race,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, he went outside.
You decorate your background and shit. And I don't want to say decorate because that's not manly. Like, but you can, like,
actually basic coding.
Build it.
Yeah, we was coding before it was coding.
Yeah, we was coding before we were coding.
We just wasn't billing.
Right. Just didn't know. Literally.
Yeah. Let's move on. Let's see what's this one. What are you taking at the breakup? You get kicked out.
I got a few fucking things I'm taking. So earlier this week, I felt like I had to put in a group chat, give some of my friends some advice
of what you should take when a girl kick you out of that house if they break up, right?
First of all, she ain't kicked me out of shit. My name gonna be on the fucking leash.
Let's just get kicked out.
Hypothetical, right?
You actually can.
If my name on the lease,
I kicked somebody out and they was paying all the bills. You getting out. If I catch you at somebody's house that you don't have no business being at, you're getting kicked out and I'll handle the rest.
Oh, he a wild nigga. Because I'd be like,
what do you mean you're going to handle the rest? What does that mean?
This was back in the day where I was like only making minimum wage and I kicked my bae out the house because he got caught up at a female's house the day after his birthday. Mm-hmm. I caught him up.
So, at least he was genuine enough to... Do it the day after.
Yeah, the day after.
Oh, wow.
That's her day.
Right.
And it probably wasn't even the day after.
It was her day. Like why are you being selfish? That was her day.
It was probably like the day for real.
You had his birthday.
Right.
I didn't have his birthday. He called me talking about, oh, I'm stuck in D.C. Matter of fact, I don't know what it was.
Well, she probably flew him out.
Look, man, I caught him up. And he got kicked out that same day.
So my follow-up question is, did he still pay the bills after you put him out?
The BG&E, yeah.
Oh, he a wild nigga.
And my insurance.
I would turn all that. Because
he was, right, that's your, he was on my insurance. Out,
nigga. You say that, right? But
when you got kids and stuff like that, you're not going.
Oh, see,
and
no
you
kids.
Still got in-house pussy.
It's not in-house pussy. He wasn't.
Well, it's not in his house, but it's in a house. Right. He's helping pay bills for. Yeah, I'm going to continue to pay the bills.
Nah, fuck. You ain't put my name on the lease. You ain't put me out of.
All right, but let's get back in the car. What we taking?
Yo, first of all, like I said, I put in the group chat that if you get kicked out, always take the fucking toilet seat. Take the fucking toilet seat.
The stove knobs.
Well, that's cool.
While
you know,
while they cook,
that's cool. But a pair of pliers to fix that. I got you though. I'm tightening all the fucking lids on everything that got lids, and I'm gonna take the springs out of the battery pieces.
Oh shit!
Like you can take the battery.
Well, no, chicks are famous for losing the back of the remotes.
Right, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. But no, listen. You know, take batteries. I'm gonna go buy some more. But if you take the little spring thing out, the battery's not gonna work no more.
You know what I'm taking?
You had to think about that. That's a long thought.
You know what I'm taking? I'm taking
I woke up choosing violence.
I'm taking all her earring backs. Taking all of them.
That's falling right out.
We gonna use earring back. I mean, eraser backs.
Y'all ain't gonna. That, who got pencils?
Yeah, who got
when
pencils?
Last time you see the pencil?
I got pencils for my kids.
You got kids. That person you got kids.
No one got number two.
I'm gonna take all the left shoes so that bitch got run in circles. Hop along, bitch.
I don't know what would be the pettiest thing I would take. I think I'm gonna take all her toilet paper.
Take the toilet paper.
Well, we can buy more.
Yeah, you can
or get in the shower right after.
Oh yeah.
Wait a minute.
Like you just got think you got really inconvenienced them. What's gonna really inconvenience them? Let's be honest. Cable boxes don't got the shit on that. No, you can't change the channel without a remote.
True. Yeah, oh. No, yeah, they
so take the spring out of the remote.
use your phone to watch TV. They do that done. That's not going to hurt nobody.
I'm going to take all the light bulbs.
We can buy more.
But yeah, think about it. You'll be mad as a bitch. You come in and switch the light and don't shit come on.
I'm taking all the knobs off the stove.
I'm taking
her while you're cooking.
I'm taking
while
her,
you're cooking.
I'm taking her lug nuts. Bitch, where you driving?
Or I'm gonna cut the main power off to the apartment. You know, chicks don't know how to find the power supply.
Go downstairs in the laundry room.
I'm gonna cut the whole fucking building off and leave.
So this is the next one's a good one. The next one's a good one. It says short men and tall women relationships don't work. So Bria,
you 6'6". Right. Right. Why you were single? All your niggas were shorter than you.
Right. Since you about 6'2" and
so
shit.
So Bria, all the short men that you dated,
she about 6'2".
Why didn't it work out?
I've really never dated. I've never really dated short men, but when I have dated short men, it wasn't because of their height. It was because of their infidelity and stuff like that.
Maybe they was cheat because they thought you
the short man complex. Same height, Napoleon lay complex. In the bed.
Yep.
Okay. No, that's not true. That, actually,
because you
your feet are hanging off. There's not.
But we are the same height. We are still pillow to pillow.
No, because
face
you have
to face.
No, because you have you got to slide up, and they got to slide down to match.
It don't matter. We're still the same height. That's never been an issue for me. I've really never dated guys shorter than me either. It was only like maybe one or two.
Cause you is like 6'2".
Same height.
So
I'm 5'8". Same height or taller.
Right, 6'1". So you need a nigga about 6'5".
What's the lowest you'll go?
Like 5'4".
That's two. Okay.
But like,
I'll probably get in trouble for this. But is this guy that you know I would. He's interested in me,
mm-hmm. But you're not interested in him.
But it was like a catfish because when I
he was sitting down.
He's a good fish.
I took his legs up.
His legs dangling.
He got the beard.
Yo, the nigga went
got
the back
beard.
Of the bus.
He got a beard. He took his legs off.
The nigga hopped down. He hopped down when he got out of that car.
Oh my god! He like you know the guy on Shrek. The guy on Shrek. They need the prince.
Oh.
The prince. I'm like, oh my god.
So Nick got in the car and raised the
he's
seat.
He's like up. To my like I could be like I'm like big dog to him for real.
Oh
be
shit.
Be
shiesty.
Okay.
Be shiesty.
Yeah, no, I can't do it. Not that short. Maybe
what's
like
5'7".
Yep. And you 5'7".
No, so, she's not 5'8". She's 6'2".
I'm 5'8".
But when you wear the shoes that you got on now, do you just
I'm probably
you're
like
throwing them away?
5'9".
You'll throw them
hell
away.
Hell no.
I would just get me some shoes that I wear with him.
I'm 5'9" and a half. You taller
if
than
I'm
me.
What?
Short
some
man,
socks?
You have to be confident.
You gotta have confidence.
Yeah, you have to have confidence. So like, that's all it means. Kevin Hart. And
Kevin
Hart
5'4".
And his wife. His wife is taller than him.
But he's standing on his money. He's taller than
he's like 6'7" if you stand on his bank account.
Well, we're not talking about bank account. Money is not everything.
You ain't gonna deal with a short broke nigga.
So no, right. That's what
I don't
I'm saying.
Believe
I might.
So you saying
I like him?
You gonna say
no?
You short and so is your money. I'm out.
Right. Hell no. I do not.
If I really like him, money's not everything.
No. No woman is gonna deal.
What
with
is everything to me? I'm trying
next.
To make sure
no,
them see
no,
the
no,
same
no,
to me.
Hell no. I don't believe
higher
it. No
than all
woman
the angels
is gonna sit there and on purpose deal with a broke nigga.
I have.
But I was you. Wait. Time out.
I have. No, I really have. So for me, I
how young were you though?
Yeah, this is about 4 years ago.
Right. So you were in your mid 20s.
Hold
right?
up. What's the question? Well, I missed.
No,
that.
I said no woman who is able is going to sit there and deal with a broke nigga on purpose.
I have.
But that was back in the that was like that was.
I
like
mean,
you
it wasn't really
20s.
On purpose. I didn't know he was like broke.
Then that's what we're talking about.
Right.
But like, so if I really like you, I'm going to try to build you up. I'm not.
So
that
you into saving niggas.
Hold up, what's broke probably, though? Like, yeah. Tell me what broke is.
So you like Captain Save?
Yeah, what's
like
broke? Like, if I pay all my bills and I can't go out, am I broke?
So if you don't have no job, but you're into being an entrepreneur,
a rapper.
So you trying
a rapper, or you wear you
what
washing that? Cars?
Oh my god,
you're washing cars for a living. Like you're still
wait a
trying
why
to.
Is that,
this
that
is
that
like
bad?
A this is.
What's the part of like this really thing? Happened? This real life.
Yeah, this is real life. Because
she got emotional.
Hold up, right. Like, is he washing cars like with his own water?
Like, is he good?
He had a whole truck. He had right, his
then
own.
That's
like,
not, okay, that's
then
not broke. That's not broke.
Really broke. That's
he
invested.
He's doing his business.
So he
yeah,
but if he was still broke.
He's financially invested.
Was
in
all
his
bills paid?
He didn't have no bills.
He lived with his mother.
He ain't live nowhere. He was like
he lived in his
he
truck.
Actually,
he lived in his
truck. Actually, he had a girlfriend, and he did. He told me it was his sister. Thus, he got put out because he was staying at my house.
Well, this is a lot.
So you
bro.
Fuck with broke car wash niggas.
Yeah,
right. Basically. We gotta unpack this.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, I don't date you for what you have. I date because if I really
you
date
what somebody else have,
you date potential.
This motherfucker spit.
Right. So you date potential.
Next
basically.
Question.
I'm just saying you can't be out here doing that. We too over
I
that.
No, this was 20. This was.
Right, that's what I'm saying. 5 years ago. I give you the mid-20s.
I'm not doing it now, right. But people don't like the way I am now, though.
But let me ask you a question, though.
Because I'm now, not
let me put on my my husky Kevin Samuels hat real quick.
AKA what?
I'm AKA Kevin Samuels, so I'm going to put my my husky Kevin Samuels hat on real quick. So are you put together?
Don't let me down.
Are you put together?
Yes, I am put together.
Like a full bag.
Wait, no.
Oh, wow.
Wait. Hold on now. So you put your... So let me put my hat on real quick.
Oh, man.
Are you put together?
Full tough.
So are you deserving of a high-value man?
Yes, I am.
Why are you deserving of a high-value man?
We're not going to do this.
Because I'm not going
to
ask...
No, we're doing it.
I'm not going to ask for anything that I can't provide for myself.
Okay, so
if
what
I ask
you
for a bag, I can buy myself a bag.
Okay, so if you're...
If I ask you for a house...
Okay, and if you ask for some dick, you could provide yourself with some dick. That means all bitches cheat.
That's why I got a rose.
All bitches cheat.
That's right. It's about the stimulation.
So let me ask you this then. So on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, my God.
On a scale of 1 to 10. No, I ain't no next question. I ain't get this question out. On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you classify yourself as?
Oh, my God.
1 to 10?
Yes.
A certified 20 in my Usher voice.
So you feel like... Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Plus 99?
Plus 99.
Okay, so do you live by yourself?
Yes.
Do you own your own car?
Yes. I own my car and then I'm leasing one. Well, not leasing.
Okay, so you own your car outright and you own your.
And I have I have a finance.
Okay, you have any children?
I have four.
Yeah, four kids.
Four girls. Yes.
Okay, four girls. What really? Four girls.
And
okay.
I own a property and then I'm renting one. I'm about to buy a house in PA. What's up?
Okay.
You keep on going.
Oh shit!
What do you do for a living?
Oh shit!
Look, well, right, scam, scam.
So, no,
fucking Joanne the scammer.
So PPL.
I wish it was a PPP.
Okay. No,
you know what she do for the post office?
She said, "I'm just saying,
stale checks
in my butt."
Listen, I'm the husky Kevin Samuels. This is my job.
No, you can't say nothing. You can't say nothing to me that I'm not gonna back up. I'm not gonna ask for nothing that I can't get in return.
Okay.
Like.
Don't worry. Wait till we get to the next topic. I got
next
some more.
Well, I'm ready. Speaking of that, right?
That's my idol.
Our next topic is about fucking Dr. Umar versus Kevin Samuels.
Right. That's why I'm the husky Kevin Samuels.
So I really wanted this for you because I wanted your honest reaction when you hear this. Okay. Okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So I'm going to play. Dr. Umar and Kevin Samuels was beefing, and they both went on Instagram or Twitter, and they had some things to say about each other. So I just want you to listen and let me know your honest reaction.
Women, I count about a dozen. I'm going to call them the dirty dozen of division. The triple D, the dirty dozen of division. There's about 12 members of the dirty dozen of division. 12 beta males, YouTube life coaches who are trying to build a platform by making black women feel bad. I don't like it. I can't appreciate black men trying to make a dollar off of making black women feel bad. And unfortunately, our black women, some of them are so thirsty for validation that they're participating. They're participating in the attacks and slander against the black female community, and that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. No black woman should ever subject herself, even for amusement.
The gaslighting strategies, to let you know. When you repeat yourself three times, that's a gaslighting strategy.
So give me your reaction of what Dr. Umar said about your idol Kevin Samuels.
Yeah, husky Kevin Samuels is here.
Why you had to say that?
So what I'm gonna say?
Present himself as husky Kevin Samuels. What is gonna happen?
So what I'm gonna say is this, right? I think they both have some valid points, right? So
Kevin Samuels did have a response. I'll let you know. Yeah. We'll play that in a second.
Yeah, he did have a response. And so last night, I could say that I watched the Kevin Samuels video. Him and the woman that were on the video actually had very good constructive dialogue. It was no arguing. He didn't hang up on him. He didn't wallow out. Nothing. She actually was responsive. She listened. She answered questions. She asked questions. He actually answered her questions. Like, it was a legit conversation that they had. And you know, she was a fan of his. She did disagree with some of the stuff that he said, and she told him, she articulated her point, and he was like, you know, this is like one of the first times that, you know, people have come on and, you know, they don't get defensive, they accept their shit, and we had an actual dialogue. Like, it was about a 15-20 minute conversation that I watched. Now, for me, I do think that Dr. Umar does a lot of gaslighting. He does a lot of I wouldn't even say perpetration, but he does a lot of What's the word I'm looking for? He has an audience as well.
He's a narcissist.
I believe he's a narcissist to a certain extent. I do believe Kevin Samuels is also a narcissist to a certain.
No.
We're not doing that. Look, but it's, again, as the Husky Kevin said, we are not doing that.
It's 4-1.
Right.
I'm just saying. I chose violence this morning.
Right.
So.
Me too.
And I'm drunk.
AKA the Husky Kevin Simons. But
yo, if you say it one more time.
But again, I do think that they both make some valid points in their commentary. I actually got to watch Dr. Umar live before in a conversation. Whoa. I think he has a point. And some of the things he says especially when it comes down to the black family, I think he has a point. But for those type of people, you shouldn't rely on them fully for all of their advice. I do think that you need to take from what they're saying and do your own research too and apply it.
The reason why I don't agree with them is because
in this situation here,
mm-hmm. Kevin Samuels is not down in black people. He's giving people who call him what they want. It's not his fault black people's calling. It's men too. He told the one that he said, I'm not your father.
Right. The dude was like, you 5'5", 300 pounds, you ain't got no job, and you got a little dick. And he was like, so what do you want to bring to the table?
That's
good. You talking about when he did a man?
Yeah, when he did the guy. Yeah.
He said, you got a big dick?
Right.
He was like, I'm all right. I know. I got a big dick. Right. You got a big dick.
Yeah. And it was like, and then it was like, nah, not really. So he was like, yo, so what the fuck do you really bring to the table? You 5'5", you overweight, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got a big dick. So what the fuck?
And like you said, that's gay. I don't think that's gay. He didn't look at his dick.
Right.
He's giving him a female's perspective. And that's what a lot of people don't understand he's doing. So, Abel, like, oh, he's down to female. Well, the female's calling for questions. Mm-hmm. He's giving it from a male's perspective.
Right.
So when a male call, he's going to give it to him how a female will look at it. Will look at him.
Right.
And he literally said, yo, you have nothing to offer, nothing to bring to the table. You make $13 an hour. You small in the pants. You live with your mother. You ain't got no career, no goals, no ambition, and you overweight.
Well,
he like, shit, you pick a struggle, basically. but you can't have all the struggles, pick one.
This is my thing, right? I think the biggest thing about this whole situation is that a lot of this shit is entertainment. He's not here to fix anybody. He's here to entertain us.
Right.
Right. He found a niche that works for him and he's getting money with it.
Because he said that last night too. He literally said, a year ago, nobody gave a fuck about me. I've been doing this for over a year, posting videos and content, shit like that. Nobody gave a fuck. But just recently, within the last 7-8 months, it took off.
Right. So, it is what it is, right? Like I said, those people are calling in. They're getting the response that they're looking for, right?
Mm-hmm.
The thing about all of this thing, like what we're doing, podcasts and all that stuff, people are driven by conversation.
Right.
And they're driven by fucking, shit that they don't agree with. They listen to say, I disagree.
Right.
They want to,
the cup empty. You've been drinking the same cup that's empty.
But they want to
feel a part of something.
And they want to debate.
Like, how many times we've gotten comments on shit that we said on the pod.
Shit that we talk about, right. You know, it's always somebody that's going to, we always get a DM or a text or something like that. It's like, why the fuck is that? Right. Blah, blah, blah.
And guess who won't give a fuck?
Exactly.
Right. Average Jimmy.
Well, they don't give a fuck. Kevin Samuels don't give a fuck because, again, like I said, it drives the conversation. Mm-hmm. It drives the fucking interest. It drives because people want to hear you because mm-hmm. they want to figure out what the fuck you want to say next that they disagree with.
Right.
Or they want to correct you.
Just like your little punk ass friend that we was listening.
We're gonna move on. Before we go, I just want you guys to hear Kevin Samuels' response, and then we'll move on.
You mean Dr. Umar Johnson, the man who has two children by two different women that he never married? Dr. Umar Johnson, the guy that for the last 10 years has not built brick one of a school he's collected money from. Hold on, ma'am. Dr. Umar Johnson. The man who calls you queen, mother, goddess, and all this other kind of stuff. And again, for those who are keeping score, this is another woman who comes on and says, talk to us more like Umar. The Prince of Pan African. Big Papa's in the house. Run my donations. I mean, shout out to Umar. I ain't got no problem with the dude, but I think it's funny y'all keep coming over here asking everybody to talk like Umar. Queen, mother, god, and cocoa butter and Seamoss gold and shit.
And some of them
That's my AKA.
C-Mon
School.
C-Mon School. Come on, B-Shizy. Chill out, B-Shizy. All right. Come on.
But yeah, that was that beef. I'm ready to see what happens, man. I mean,
I would pay to see that live.
All this boxing shit that happened. Let's see the box. That's what I see.
Yeah, I would pay to see that live.
I'm gonna move past this one, but I'm gonna go right to the Paul brothers because I have been trying not to talk about this for so long. Right, but now it presented itself that I felt like we need to talk about it because it's escalating and it's becoming like super news now. So I just want to get your thoughts on it. So, you know, like I said, we all know that Logan Paul is going to fight Floyd Mayweather.
He's gonna get knocked June 6th, the fuck out by, right? Floyd Mayweather.
And the last week is kind of exploded because Jake Paul has, I guess, what would you call it? Tried to antagonize, troll. Fucking Floyd Mayweather about this thing, and now Floyd is like, "I'll fight both of y'all the same night and beat the fuck out of both of y'all."
And he will,
because it's rigged.
It's not rigged. So now Logan's fight previously was rigged. There's no way he knocked a fucking UFC fight out.
That wasn't
he took
Logan,
a dive.
That wasn't Logan. That was Jake.
Jake. That's what I meant. Jake. That's what I meant. The one that's fighting Floyd.
No, Logan is fighting Floyd.
So hold up, both of these niggas fight.
He's drunk.
Huh. Yeah. Well,
who knocked out
Ben Asterisk or something like that?
No. You're
talking about Nate Robinson?
Yeah.
That was Jake.
Jake. And Jake is who's fighting Floyd.
No.
The older brother. He's bigger.
What? It don't matter. Floyd gonna knock him the fuck out.
Well, so let's think about this.
Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Chris Paul don't matter.
It don't matter.
You said, what Floyd was in the first college kid?
Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Chris Paul.
Don't matter. Floyd in the first.
So, but this is the thing, right? So, this is happening. This is some real shit. Is this worth?
I'm not paying pay-per-view for it.
Well, can you give us a clink again? Because that was nice last time.
You put I got you.
Get a fire stick.
I can't do that.
That was nice. But yeah, it's happening.
Fire stick.
But I just want to know this, right? Because I seen. Did you guys see what happened with the whole interaction?
He took
between
the hat.
Yeah, I think that he took his hat.
No, so it was.
Well, I don't know. Jake Paul looked a little.
Jake Paul part. Jake, he planned that
Jake
out.
Paul.
Yeah.
Jake Paul
they
got a little roughed up. He got touched.
Yeah, he got. He was bleeding, but Floyd wasn't with the shit. So Floyd is not. Floyd took the fight probably for a payday, but he's
definitely
not
a payday.
He's not. He's not on no. All right. Well, I will go along with your act shit. So all the shit he's doing to get his YouTube followers up is going to come back and haunt him in the ring because Floyd gonna knock him
well,
the fuck
regardless,
out.
If Jake or Logan get knocked out, they have nothing to lose.
Well, they don't. They still gonna get a payday. But I'm telling you, if they even touch Floyd, I'd be surprised, to be honest.
Well, the thing is that a lucky punch will do a lot
every time. But yo, let's talk about Floyd's defense in these past 51, 52 fights that he had. It's impeccable.
Yeah, it is. But this is going to be probably.
But you're going against some amateur ass boxers.
But this, I mean, first of all, Floyd is 5'5", 130. He's small.
Okay, speaking of small, last week at my son's football game, these huge ass kids was at check-in talking about, oh, they some babies. We going to beat them up. We ain't been scored on. My son beat them 13-0. They ain't even get but two first down. But size don't mean shit when you punch him in the mouth.
I mean, yeah, I get that. But still, like I said, he's Jake Paul is 6'2"?
Yeah. Logan Paul
200, 210, something like that.
Would you like to put a wager on this?
No, I'm speaking straight.
As someone who I go to boxing, I take boxing.
You know, fighting that size shit don't mean nothing. It don't mean anything. Floyd is a professional. These niggas doing it for YouTube.
Can I just tell you the only thing I care about?
What?
Why the fuck did Floyd go on TV looking like Caesar off of Planet of the Apes?
So what the fuck is going on? But do you know how when they train? Do you know how dedicated they are? They ain't got time. You see how these NBA niggas do?
I seen how Floyd trained before. That nigga never looked like that. I seen that man.
He got his hair back now.
He's a grandfather now.
He looked. I was scared. I thought something. He was going through something. He looked like that nigga.
As much money as Floyd do, you can look however you want.
I thought it was coming out with a new Planet of the Apes.
What, man? All I'm saying is, whoever want wages, hit us up.
Nobody's betting
on Floyd. Yeah,
Floyd's not going to lose.
He's not.
Exactly. So nobody's betting on that.
I don't think Vegas even got a line on
that. I hate when motherfuckers run. Like the last one that whatever brother fought the UFC
Ben Asterisk.
He took a dive for that was his biggest payday ever, the UFC nigga. It was his biggest payday ever. He's used to getting elbow, knee, punched in a fucking temple, and you think a punch from a YouTube star knocked him out? Fuck so out of
was
here.
Was Nate Robinson thing, Steve? Well, that was a real knockout.
Nate can't fight. He's an NBA player. He's an NBA player.
Yeah, but is this worth like is this worth Floyd's time or is it not?
Yeah, because it's money. Mm-hmm. Floyd gonna get paid. So Floyd, anything you see Floyd in, it's worth his time because he's getting the bag. He's smart. Now you could 50 could say how dumb Floyd is all he want. Floyd is financially smart as shit.
That's what's up.
He's very smart. He got a lot of money.
That's what's up. All right, let's get into some segments. Y'all ready to get some segments?
Of course.
All right, so we're going to start with you, man, because it seemed like you already
hyped up. Hype.
So why don't you go ahead and tell them why you mad?
Because Foreman Mills always saying they're going out of business.
Yo, that's a real
thing. They're still here.
They closing sale. They the Foreman Mills.
They're still here.
Come get them before it's gone.
Selling them, selling them Galaxy t-shirts that come down to your knees.
Dang, I forgot about Galaxy t-shirts.
And they still here. That's why I'm mad. I rode by the other day like,
this bitch, bitch.
Why are they still here?
I know. That shit was closed for 10 years. Since, fucking 2005.
I've been out of school for 10 years, nigga. They was closed since I was in elementary.
2005. Yeah, they must have been out of there.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Anybody else got some mad, bro? You mad?
I ain't never mad. Pooh Shiesty, that's my dog.
Boring.
I'm not mad at all.
You're mad that you don't got no scholarship.
That's what I'm mad about.
Why?
You tall as shit. You should be dunking on niggas.
You should be in the league.
Why the fuck did you not get a scholarship?
Right, I was a dancer.
Oh,
see that's what why.
Hold up, take another shot. Cause you lied. We went from Norman Jeans, baby.
Thursday night, baby.
I used to do like ballet and all that. Yeah, I was a dancer.
You say you dance like how, like ballet and shit.
Yeah. So you do ballet? Okay, so you can do a split. You do a split though. You do one?
You're not no more.
Okay. Can you do it like that?
Yeah, I
with
used to
a
go
dick
to Milk and everything.
Wait, oh my God. Wait a minute.
I didn't say that.
That's what 2 Chainz said.
That's what the college kids said.
2 Chainz said that.
Some of the good clubs out in New York.
TMI.
So you can do a split? Like for real?
Not no more, no. I used to.
Okay.
That's what's up.
When? Why you mad?
I just told you, you don't got his fucking scholarship.
Right, because right, you supposed to be in the league right now. WNBA right now, like a motherfucker.
Playing next to Tia Cooper. Sexy ass. Yo,
Tia,
we're boss for
it.
Your crossover gotta be nice.
I'll take an ass whooping to get that. I just want to sniff it. I just want to put my face in it and breathe.
That is nasty.
I don't fuck. You see her? There's nothing nasty about that thing.
Right.
She wear that one long leg thing too.
Mm. All right.
Dwayne Howard, too, for
we yo, both. he done.
Hold up. He can't stop cheating. That was, she was dating Dwight.
I said that, remember? And you was like,
I just,
that nigga.
I just learned who Tia Cooper was.
Yeah, right. Sexy.
I didn't know her name.
I learned when we was here, and I followed her since then. I was so mad when fucking he put a ring on. I'm like, this wide, broad-shouldered bitch that got turned sideways to go through doors and shit. Got her, because he got money.
It'd be like that.
You see, I be posting
don't keep
that.
Talk about money. At this point, it's the problem. That's why you mad.
Mm-hmm. I got money. I just don't have fucking Dwight Howard money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right,
be shiesty. You good?
So
I think Dwight Howard child support costs more than what I get paid a year
after the whole tranny incident. Dog.
So, grown man, you ready for the ex drunk guy?
Facts.
No.
Hold on. Let's get the be shiesty real quick because she over there bullshitting on that drink. She pour.
That's what the B stands for. Right. Bullshit.
I
everything.
Just pulled another cup.
I didn't see that. That's not what
literally
happened. Nope. That's not it.
Spell
Average James.
No, she did just pull something.
Whatever your name is.
Who's that guy?
You got the bleep button. I'm about to say some words.
Fuck you.
Yo, beep, 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 beep. All right, let's go.
Let's get into our Ask the Drunk Guy segment. We haven't had that for a minute, so let's get some advice.
Ask the Drunk Guy. I told my best friend that his wife is cheating on him. He unfriended me, and after finding out I was right, he came back. Hey, guys. Hope all of you are doing well. This story, me, 25, saw my friend's wife cheating on him at a party. Me thinking it was the right thing, I told him about it. He got mad and blamed me for lying about it. I didn't. Him and his wife tried a restraining order against me. It didn't work out. And he went to North Carolina with me and tried to ruin my life. He's working a low-paying job, and I helped him through many things financially, even paying for a good part of his wedding. Now, he found out that I was right and came back to me. I don't know what to do. Any help? harsh or nice comments would be appreciated.
Fuck him.
It's the narrator.
He showed who he is. You got to act on that. Fuck him. So my thing is, any of my guys come to me and tell me anything, my guys, not no nigga I know, my guys come to me and tell me anything about my girl, I'm rocking with them. I am, because I already know how girls are. They good at what they do.
Oh, be shiesty is bad. She gonna choke on her fucking.
You
gotta
let that hurt go. You can't trust all men though, because all men.
And you can't trust all. Though.
He didn't say all, men. All men.
I said my guys. I said my guy. I said he not no.
Guys
nigga.
Might be.
My guys wouldn't do that.
You sound like you already trying to set some stuff up.
My guys wouldn't do that.
A little upset over there.
My guys wouldn't do that. So if my guys come to me and tell me they seen something, only proof I need is from their mouth.
No, you need.
No, I don't. All right, so if your girl came and say she seen your nigga with a bitch.
I need proof.
You need proof?
I need visual.
That's proof. Why your nigga was somewhere with his.
Did we talk
I
about
seen,
this?
I seen
for his birthday.
I seen visual proof for myself.
But I'm saying that's why he was doing it, because the previous proof ain't worked.
Can we talk about that story, though? Because I'm interested in that story. So how did you find out he was at the chick house the day after his birthday? Because
her friend that kept telling her for the past 2 years.
Because she didn't breathe because she didn't have proof.
So
slow.
He was at the girl's house after your birthday or after his?
After his birthday.
Okay, go ahead.
So probably maybe like a week ago. Like no, maybe like a month before that, he had a pizza box in his car. Mm-hmm. I had his keys to his car. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, where's this pizza box? Mm-hmm. Like, what address is this? Because it's not, because he worked for the post office here. Mm-hmm. It's not the post office. So I Googled it. 5 minutes away from where we lived at.
Damn.
So I pulled up, like, okay, so this is a house. I kept it in my mental. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, so one day, we was beefing. I'm like, all right, I'm going to cook for him. It's his birthday. I was going to the market. The market literally 5 seconds away from where the girl lived at. Mm-hmm. Something told me to turn the corner.
You kind of my problem. I'm shooting.
Turn the corner. His car is right out front. That's how it happened.
What told you to turn the corner?
My intuition.
No, it was him not answering the text.
No, I talked to him. Mm-hmm. I talked to him. It was never no. He never wasn't answering the phone or nothing. It was my intuition.
You pulled up. You saw his car out front.
Yeah, it was on after that.
You went and confronted.
I let the alarm off on his car. Uh-huh. I didn't know what house he was in because it was like a single family house, so he was parked in the middle.
Right.
But you had the address.
I had a visual of where that. No, you had the legit address. It wasn't the correct address.
Who gets pizza delivered to the wrong address?
I don't know. So. At that point, I didn't have the address. I just knew where I was pulling up at. Mm-hmm. I just knew where I was pulling up at. His car was out front. I let the alarm off. The whole family come out. The mother, the brother, the sister.
Hold up. Was he fucking the mother or the brother the or the sister?
The sister.
You sure? Okay.
Who's sister?
Positive.
Why do you call her a sister, though?
Because that was the sister. Because the brother came out, wanted to fight too. So my baby father about to fight him. And I'm about to fight the girl. He had a taser. I'm like, oh, I got a taser too. What the fuck is up with you?
Wait, tell me. Explain how this happened.
Real bad.
So you open the car door. The alarm goes off on the car.
Outside the car. I didn't even put that motherfucker in park. Like, I did put it in park. I didn't even hit the brake. I put that bitch in park. Like, oh, fuck.
So now
this.
You need a transmission.
So you fucked up your transmission.
No, this was an old car.
Okay, go ahead.
But again, so old car got transmission.
You hit his car, open his door, whatever the case may be. You made the alarm go off.
Yes.
What happens after that?
He comes outside. Mm-hmm.
He came outside.
Everybody comes outside. But he's the first one.
So hold on. So you went to his new family house.
Basically.
Because that was his, if they
basically,
all came out, they, yeah. that was his family.
I got you, bro.
Basically, everybody comes out
my,
the house.
My, I don't know who that chick is.
Right. So he come out.
We get into it. Mm-hmm. Like,
baby,
my kids in the car,
you
and
need to go home.
Wait,
hold
on, time out.
This is new home.
Are your kids, are they his? Any of them his?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I was pregnant at the time, too.
Oh, shit.
I was pregnant at the time.
So, go ahead. So we get into it. Right.
The brother want to fight and all
Why, who does the brother want to fight?
Me, I think. He's clicking the taser, and I'm like, I want to.
He wants to fight you. The brother comes out, wants to fight you.
I came out with the, you know, this is when I was red shit.
So you came out with the what? With the toolie?
He didn't come out. We in Windsor Mill. With the taser.
What did you come out with?
The taser. I had a taser, too. Oh. I had a brass knuckles, but it was a taser, too.
Mm-hmm. Hold up. So you came there ready to fight.
I didn't come nowhere ready to fight. My intuition told me to turn the
okay. So if your intuition, intuition told you to go, if you seen it, that's all you need. Why don't you just pack your shit up and go? Why you gotta cause the scene?
That was the time I put him.
But so what I'm saying is, why cause the scene? You seen while you? I'm not ever causing the scene
at that time.
If I see my, if I ever see my bitch out with a nigga, I'm gonna like make sure she see me, and I'm gonna keep what's up.
Females act on emotions.
So he came out the house. You're pregnant. You got his baby in your belly, other babies in the car. You pull up on him. You activate the alarm. The nigga comes out. Y'all arguing. Little brother gets involved.
Yeah.
Go.
My baby father want to fight him.
Mm-hmm.
He take the taser away from
Hold
me.
Hold up.
Throw
he wanted
it.
To fight his brother?
Yeah, because now he's disrespecting me. Like, he's calling me bitches and all that.
Even though he cheated, he still love her.
Right. This ain't some motherfucking.
None of y'all.
It's only some. This ain't some loving hip hop shit
between us. It was real toxic.
They just smoked the blunt together, and now he wants to fight her.
Could you? He blew toxic. His. She blew his high. That's why they wanted to fight.
We drive off. We fight in the car. We get pulled over because the mother then called the police.
Wow.
Yeah, you fucking.
I would have called the police.
So he got in the car with you and drove off and left his car there.
And y'all fighting in the car in front
you
of your kids.
You must got some good.
Yeah, you probably got some fire.
Nah, he had to make sure all his shit wasn't going to get.
He ain't
want to
get on child support.
Yeah, that's what it was. Child
that
support.
That nigga smart.
When we got pulled up from the police, he went back and got his car.
Mm-hmm. So the police pulled y'all over and did what? What happened?
Basically, like.
Is this Baltimore County or Baltimore City?
This is Baltimore County.
Shorty, oh, Baltimore. Okay, so Baltimore County gives a fuck. Okay, go ahead.
Baltimore County, like, they didn't really do nothing. They couldn't do nothing to us, mm-hmm. but they just knew where we were coming from because they knew the kind of call I had and everything. Right. So they checked his tags. They was like, well, your tags are, like, expired or something. You need to get that shit checked out. But that was it. But it was just, I put him out the same night.
Okay, so this the nigga you put out, and he pays the bills.
That's the BG&E payer.
Yeah,
okay, the BG.
And the cable.
But this was
cable.
Fucking like 7 years ago.
No, I'm just thinking about
the
cable.
But it's still the same baby daddy.
We just like to know stories.
Yeah, so that's wild as shit.
It's
so you
toxic.
You pull up on a nigga cheating on you. You damage his vehicle.
Oh, did you damage this vehicle?
No, I didn't damage this vehicle.
Okay. So
I have damaged the vehicle, but I didn't damage
this
one.
Wow, okay. So you like toxic. So you like me and shit.
No,
toxic Teddy.
He's toxic. He's a Scorpio. Anybody a Scorpio?
No, wait a minute.
Wow.
Wait.
He's a Scorpio. He's toxic.
That's not true.
What's his sign?
I'm an Aquarius.
What's that? What month?
Yeah, I don't know.
January.
They work at the aquarium.
Okay. So I got you. So you like toxic shit, is what you're saying?
No, not anymore. I'm past that.
You're a Scorpio.
No,
toxic.
You know you still like that toxic shit.
You're a Scorpio. Yeah.
I can tell how you get down. You like toxic.
November.
You give me toxic.
I can tell by the fishnet.
Oh,
she gave me a fishnet socks when she vomited.
Back then, I probably was toxic.
Too.
I like that stuff.
Now. And she's
16. But now I'm not.
You know how I know you're toxic? Because you couldn't make your mind what color you want to wear today.
She got 8 different color flannels on.
First of all.
And fishnet stockings. So she full.
Yeah, because I didn't want this because this already like open for her. I'm like, let me add some like little.
We can still see it.
Right, we can still see it.
You didn't
hide anything.
It's like a style.
Are you trying to like keep them like?
It's a style.
You got like cellulite thighs. You try to keep them all together or some shit.
My
God. That's all you doing. She can see them.
She know what the what's what they call it? Yo,
that's how they package the meat up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, she show what the
potato packers.
Oh my God, we're gonna. Let's go. Let's get into our thing though. So you're saying that you say your guys, right? If your guys tell you,
if my guys tell me, Shorty was doing something. Shorty was doing. Yeah, I'm rocking
right.
with it.
So you saying that because he didn't, right? Because again, he's not you, right?
Right.
You know, and again, the power of a JJ is a powerful thing.
Yeah,
powerful thing.
Power to
power.
Absolutely.
You know
but
what I mean?
It's more powerful pussy out there, so I never Facts. Trip off the last one.
True that.
So, but here's my
it
thing.
Is.
But again,
but
no.
It's more power out there.
But again,
there.
Though, he found out that he fucked up, right? He came to you sincerely and apologized.
I'm done with him.
But that's your boy, though.
Not no more.
Okay.
Because like, if you write me off because I told you something and you didn't believe it, like, that shows me your loyalty don't lie here. Like,
well, I mean, it's a hard situation, right?
Not for me.
So, I'll look at it from my perspective, right? If brother man comes to me and says, hey, look, yo, I saw your girl, yo. She was outside doing whatever. In my mind, I'm going to want to believe him because I feel like he has no reason to lie to me and say, why would he make that shit up? You know what I mean?
Right.
Especially, like, if he, because he know, like, my feelings towards it. Right. So if he came to me and said that, or any of y'all come to me and say that, then I'm going to feel some kind of way because I know in my mind you probably not lying to me. But I'm going to want the proof just so I can internalize it and say, okay, well. All
right, so if we outside and I come hitting the corner, I say a fucking dog coming. Mm-hmm. You niggas not going to run until y'all see it?
No.
No, I'm going to run with you. If you take
my ride. Okay, then. That's the same fucking difference. I rest my case.
Yeah. No, it's not. But it's, yes, it is. For me, nigga. Just like for me, well, because me, I'm naturally nosy, right? So I got to know for me because I don't like making rash decisions and I don't know for sure. That's just me. Well, that's my personality.
And it gets to the situation like this, right? So, like I said, you say, hey, I seen your girl with homeboy. They didn't look too good. Like, they looked like they was, you know, messing around, blah, blah, blah. You know, that's perspective, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you perceive that person is doing, right? He go back, talk to this girl. Hey, what you call seeing you, you know, with homeboy? Oh, that was just what you call, you know him, blah, blah, blah. And she come up with this whole scheme because that's how women are.
Exactly.
They will come up with something.
Right.
You get him on it. And why would he tell you that and blah, blah, blah? Why he ain't just a pro? Like, and then she's putting questions in his mind. And then, so now you just getting frustrated like, wait a minute. He could have fucked up everything and it flips the script.
Well, that's
so,
a good point. That's
again,
a good point.
It's not really a situation of like, oh, he just getting mad because I told him. It's because the whole situation got flipped on you. And it is honestly the person, the enemy is that girl.
Yeah, that's so, a good point, though, because the pulling up shit I do. So I had my homeboy's baby mother on Streeper Street. And I was riding by because I take that way to get to my cousin's house. He live on Ashland. So I spend the bin and she on the porch with a nigga. So I like. I stops and I parks. I get. I say, "What's up?" So she speaking. She playing it cool, like. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, "Yeah, what's going on, man? What's up? How you doing?" And I speak to him. He speak back. Like, "Who's this?" She, "That's my cousin." Okay, all right. I said, "All right, bet." All right, I holler at y'all. I might go around the corner. Holler at man. So I did. But if I call my home. I'm like, "Yo, your baby mother got a cousin named Sasha." Oh yeah. All right, cool. But I approached the situation, yeah. Though. You know
and
what
that
I mean?
Was gonna be my next question, though.
No, how am I snitch?
No,
that's my nigga.
That's
fuck her.
Right.
That's my nigga.
Right. Like, that's like, if your man seen you outside.
No, hold up. You seen your motherfucking homegirl nigga with a bitch.
You not going to tell him?
You a...
No, hell, I don't believe that.
So you ain't loyal then?
No, I'm going to be like, okay, I seen such and such. I'm like, okay, so he was with a girl, but...
Well, why
not
pull up and speak and make your presence known?
Yeah, make it known.
Because I like to choose violence. I want to know who this nigga
is.
Yeah,
you toxic.
But that's
I'm
a good
not
thing,
toxic.
But
I'm a real nigga.
But that's a good thing, though, right? Because that's what I want to ask next. Is like, you know, if you are caught in that situation where you do see that there, what do? You just, evidence?
Yeah.
Do you get evidence?
No, because
you
if you put me in that situation, if you brave enough to go outside. My thing is this. If you brave enough to go outside with another nigga, knowing you in a whole relationship, to go outside, then that means you accept anything to come along with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I approach this way.
I speak
what's going on. How y'all feeling tonight?
Don't want that news. Like, if you see that, they like, don't tell me. Like, let me find out on my own.
No, I
want
to know because, like, my thing is this. I don't want to waste no more time. I don't want to waste no more feelings. Like, what if I was about to propose?
All right, well, let me ask you this, though, right? Let's say you told me that, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you told me that, and I decided to let it go and keep it moving. How do you feel at that situation?
I'm going to ask you, are you sure? Like, we're going to talk about it. Or we definitely going to have a conversation. Because especially if I felt like it was on some foul shit and you still trying to run with it, I'm gonna be like, why? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like,
I think at that point, it's dead business.
Yes and no, but if you my nigga, like, I'm not going to let you go. If I'm your friend and I say that we are friends, like, we done been through some shit together, and you supposed to be my friend, I supposed to have your best interest at heart.
Yeah, but you also got to support my decision, too.
And I have to support your decision. I may not like it, but what I'm going to do is I'm not going to fuck with her no more. Yeah. She's not welcome at my house. She's not welcome at anything that I throw. Any of that. So if that causes a problem between us, then so what? Because you chose her.
I'm sorry. Is he retarded?
Oh yeah, that's Wheelchair Freddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
So yeah. So just my. Oh my god. So yeah. Just my.
You're going to hell.
Right. Yeah. So just like my thing. Like, I just feel like, yo, if you accept it, then that's on you. But at the same time, I don't have to be a part of it.
True that. True that. But yeah, that's good though. Let's do the other one. I want to do that one real quick, and then we'll just go into our main topic.
All right, hold on one second. All right, here we go. My husband got a DNA test behind my back 4 years ago to make sure our daughter, who was 4 years old, was his. He doesn't feel like he did anything wrong. I feel betrayed, and like he thinks I'm overreacting. What should I do?
Can I?
Bria, how you feel?
Hold on.
Honest reaction. Be shy. How you feel?
She should be portrayed. Like, she should feel that way. Husband. That's a husband.
Okay,
right?
Can I go next, please?
You mean it's
Mama's baby, daddy's maybe.
No, let it go.
Because at the end of the day, so men have a lot of insecurities, especially when you're not picking up the slack in a marriage. Come on now. You have a lot of insecurities. So you feel as though, oh, maybe she was fucking off.
So what happened to baby really?
My
bike
mic don't work. My mic might don't work.
Give
Mama's baby, daddy's maybe.
No.
True that. How you feel? What is it, college kid? What you saying?
Like, what if the baby like wasn't his? 4 years old. That's changed. That
fuck
changed
both
the
of
whole
them.
Story.
Well,
legally in some states, he is assumed when you
only
step
if
up.
You side, only
no,
if
no,
you
no,
side.
No, 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 no. That's not true. In some states, especially in the South, there's like 7 to 8 states that you assume that if you assume the parental role, then legally that is your child. In Michigan, for example, that's one of the
how they know I assume shit.
Because
if you
because
acted
you,
as
you
acted
know, I ain't as, never seen this fucking kid a
no,
day in my life.
No, no. So like for what happened in Michigan, it was a couple of cases in Michigan where even though biologically that kid was not theirs, but because they stepped up.
I bet they signed the certificate.
No, mm-mm. No. It was, listen, the guy literally, he was charged for $18,000.
No,
he was charged for $18,000 worth of back child support because him and the woman split up. He thought the child was here, but biologically it really wasn't. But because he stepped up into that role and played the father, they made him responsible for child support.
That would be a slap in the face. If my
no, it'll be a murder case for me because I'm shooting them niggas, both of them.
No.
Yeah, it was literally a child support case. The judge made him responsible because he accepted the role as the father.
Because y'all are good.
Oh, be shy.
But no,
fight.
But
y'all
but
unstable creatures.
Yo, chill. She got big hands.
So look.
She got big hands. Yo, chill.
So let me tell you something.
I pack a power in this punch.
Let me tell you something. So
she about 6'2".
My hands bisexuals. They smack niggas and bitches.
Yo, she's 6'2", 220. Yo.
I'm going to edit that out.
Right, please.
Yeah. He got you in Kaza.
Yeah.
See you in Kaza.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that.
Yeah, nah.
Fucking smack me, I'm going to smack him back.
Yeah, you remember? He sound like when he was breaking light bulbs with his hands.
Yeah, remember
right?
That? Yeah, he was light bulbs with his hands.
I don't recall.
I recall.
Yeah, we recall.
We recall.
We were there.
Breaking light bulbs with your hands?
No.
Yeah.
That's
when we found you in between the sofa and the fucking ottoman. With your head against the wall.
I turned 30. What y'all expect? And yeah. I was drinking everything.
Yeah, nigga. When the ambo has to be called.
It didn't have to be. Y'all chose to call
it. This is the thing, right? I think, you know, like I said, mama's baby, daddy's.
Why is he?
Daddy's maybe. So, you know, it always could happen. It could happen. So, you know, if for a man to feel more comfortable with that relationship and that child, yes, I definitely think that he should get a DNA say just to be sure.
That's like.
At this time of life, it should be no fucking trust
at all.
It happens.
That's
like,
hard. That's
no,
hard.
I mean not like that, but like it's human behavior and saying that you know the percentage of women who cheat and percentage of marriages that don't work out is so high.
Men
right?
Cheat more.
It doesn't matter.
That's not
it
true.
Doesn't matter. Who cares?
They
get a DNA test on us. I don't care. But what I'm saying is that I think that honestly. I think that it should be a law that every pregnancy should come with a fucking DNA test.
Absolutely.
That way we get the emotions out of it. You don't feel betrayed because it's law. And laws are what? Here to protect the people.
What's his
and
name? Wheelchair?
And the people,
he want to hit that blunt. He keep looking
and
at
and the people are us, right? So, like I said, DNA test should be for everybody.
I agree 100%. And
child support should be for everybody too if you want a DNA test.
Hold the fuck up. Wait a minute.
No. She's right.
Because
I should get child support for my daughter, who I had for
I think
12 or 11 of her 13 years of life.
But all these laws, are archaic. So I think everything should be.
It's a female state. Maryland's a female state.
These laws were made when women didn't even allow
women. Female state. Female state.
All right, let's get
into it. No, hold up. B. Shicey got a lot to say. She sat back.
No, sit up and talk tonight because we could.
She started patting her weave.
Top it.
She got something to say.
Yeah, we could talk about this. I could go toe to toe for you.
Why you say we?
Nah.
You didn't even ask her first. Was it?
We know that's not hers. Look, we can tell by how the knot tied in the back. You bought it as yours.
Right. They ain't grow out your scalp.
But all I'm saying.
Mixed with some of not yours.
All I'm saying is that why didn't we ask her?
Ain't that
all I'm asking.
Black, blonde.
Because I'm black, man.
I got your back, be chasty.
Period.
No. Okay. Biology tells me, if you niggas paid attention to the fucking Punnett Square in biology, it look, tells
who
me.
Who actually passed no, biology?
I did.
I graduated.
Once, and once in high school, once barely. In college.
Barely what? I was a motherfucking star student.
You graduated Kuna Matata?
I had a star next to my name because I was a problem, but I was a star student.
He graduated Kuna Matata.
Right, the Punnett Square
I graduated,
me.
They called my, the fucking principal, she was like, this gotta be a mistake.
Right. This nigga, him?
Like, huh? I made it, Deanna.
Nigga, I made it.
Right. There's a couple niggas that I'm, in a couple weeks, I'm be like, I don't know about this one. Like, I gotta sign this diploma. I don't know.
COVID miracle.
Yeah. Shit, I don't a couple niggas. All right. But no, we know that ain't doing. But it's all good. It's all love. We still love you, though. It's all good.
I still pay for it.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. We know.
Where your look? It's yours. It's yours.
It's mine.
Ain't too many blonde black women.
I am not my hair. Okay.
So I know a couple. Never mind.
Every Jimmy,
legit blonde.
Yeah. You want to kick off our main topic?
Yeah. So all right. Next up, we have the main topic of the night. Question is
before we do, let's take a shot because it's please, this shit got a little wild for a second. Right. We just gotta get
Beach Hockey over there.
We gotta take
this shit got wild like Beach Hockey leave.
Right, take this shot.
Right, Beach Hockey in the weave.
This shot is for the weave.
Yeah, shout out to the wig.
She said she was a Mustang earlier. Yeah, she stole that shit right from the horse. Right.
Shout out to Mr. Ed.
Y'all, look, this is our guest. Like, we supposed to treat our guest with hospitality and all
she
that.
She is. She's good.
Yo, she's 6 foot
they
two. She can handle
me,
her own.
Right, she hit the A gap like a
mother. We asked you for food. Did you want food? You said no. Right. We got food upstairs.
Right. I'm just saying.
Next topic.
Yo, first of all, give me the food back.
Before we get this, you can't be smacking into the mic. Like, yeah, this is not that. What's that called? ASD? What's that joint called?
When they whisper.
Yeah.
That's right here. Tell some.
It's saying this ain't that.
We can hear all that. We can hear all that.
And our listeners are not going to be happy.
It was like the Welchers.
The who?
Welchers.
What?
Well, there's no R in that bitch.
Whoa, wait a minute.
I mean, it's an E, but I had an H.
What? The Welch?
It's Welchers. It's Welchers, not Welchers.
Don't roll like that.
What? Clearly. Clearly. Wait a minute.
So your mouth gained wet?
Yes.
Bet. Say less.
Main topic.
What did he say?
So,
all right. Came off the wrong way.
What did he say?
He said, she said her mouth don't work like that. He said pause. He don't want no head from her, obviously. But look, main topic. Do you drive a ride? When it's time to go somewhere, do you like to drive yourself or you want to ride with somebody?
It depends.
And why?
I'm clearly the driver of the group.
Okay, so let's start with Brother Man real quick.
If we are going on a road trip,
right,
somewhere
right,
far,
right.
I'm riding,
yeah.
And I'm in the back seat.
I'm about to sleep. Exactly. Well, I know that firsthand.
Well, that's a lie because you wasn't asleep when we went to Deep Creek.
Yeah, because I didn't trust you. I don't like the way you drive. Wow. I get scared. Wow. I get nervous.
Right.
And then we was going up mountains and shit.
Have I ever harmed you?
No, but
I'm the best driver you know.
But like I said, I have been in cars with you that, you know, we couldn't turn and we was almost in somebody's living room. So
did we go in two things. One, did we go into the living room?
No.
And two, I have a license then.
It doesn't matter.
So the license?
I'm traumatized.
Right.
I'm traumatized.
Listen, I'm
I got
best,
PST.
I,
I took my driver's license test with a hangover. Like,
that don't mean shit. I took my drunk.
8 a.m.
I'm lying. I didn't. But 8
a.m. was the
drunk
test.
Often.
Right. 8 a.m. was the test. Yo, we didn't stop drinking till 5.
I'm about to do a lot of editing. I'm about to do a lot of editing.
This nigga trying to get us canceled.
Yo, I'm going to do a lot of
you know, cancel culture be listening.
They say you can't drink and drive.
But that's true.
Look,
that's
don't. I drink and yo, then I drive. There's a difference.
Grown man, please tell me what you said.
That is true. There's no law against drinking and driving.
No. I'm trying to change that. I'm trying to get off of that.
I'm sorry, my apologies. The rule is drunk driving.
You said you know firsthand.
Firsthand about
driving or
no? If I'm riding.
Oh yeah, yeah, hell yeah. This motherfucker. We drove to Myrtle Beach. This nigga never got in the front seat at all. We were supposed to rotate. Hold on. We were supposed to rotate. It was three of us in the car. We were supposed to rotate the 8 hours driving. Right.
Yeah.
This nigga never made it to the front the whole trip, driving down or coming back. Nigga never made it to the front.
I woke up when we got to King's Dominion. I was like, y'all want me to drive?
King's Dominion? Yeah. That's like 3 hours away. You still got four more to go to Myrtle.
No, I'm talking about on the way back.
On the way back. Yeah, go to sleep. So when I drove to Myrtle, they had some construction going on. They had the cones out. And I got a... So, you know, I go for bike week.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a a pickup truck.
We went to Bike Week
with a trailer. Yeah, I was down there that year. Met up.
Yeah, I was just carrying a helmet around.
That's all you. Actually, you don't even need that. You just point. That's my bike. You got them.
They said.
They don't even ask why we getting in the car.
She said, "Can I ride?" I said, "No, not yet."
No, you gotta say yeah. You can't only up to nine. But so we going to Myrtle. I got a pickup truck with a trail on the back, and it's cones, and I'm tired, but I'm not sleepy. I'm tired. I'm bored. I'm like, fuck it. So I start going through the cones like an obstacle course. Walk everybody up in the truck.
What the fuck?
Now they all nervous. Don't want to sleep. I ain't hit no cones, and we got there safe.
But I think I did go to sleep when we went to what you call it,
Myrtle. I mean, Deep Creek.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
Well,
you know why I didn't go to sleep? Because Boo Boo went to sleep, so I felt like somebody had to be awake with you. I was being courteous.
Yeah, I had to go to sleep. I mean, you had to stay up with me. I put my music on. Where the who?
But that's the only reason why I didn't go to sleep.
No,
Shiesty, what about you? Are you a driver or a rider?
She's a rider, and she rides for me.
I mean, it depends on where I'm going at.
Oh, I thought you said depend what we talk about.
I was like, wait a minute, I feel like it's coming. About to go to the left.
I know my order. Like, I know my surroundings right now. So it depends on where we're going at. Mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about it.
You ride or you drive?
Do you know what we're talking about right now?
She lost. You ride. So you take your own car. I mean, so you ride with people.
She don't know what we're talking about.
I ride dick all the time.
No, listen, I ride.
No, did you see how she looked at you? Let me read that question again.
She's like, I'm going to read that one more time. Like, wait. Like, if we talking about ride dick or ride
face? Ride the face. So, ride, when you say ride, you mean dick or face. Actually, be shiesty, I meant a car, but
it depends on where we're going. It depends on where we're going.
To the climax.
Right to the climax. To the mountaintop and back.
Because if I want to leave, I want to leave.
Right.
I always drive.
You don't, though. I drive, too. I drove to multiple locations where we all went to.
Up the street?
No. Fucking to National Harbor, I drove.
Let me clarify that. If we are driving and going to an event, I'm driving. But if we go like so, when we went up there, we went out with us. I don't get tired of y'all. I'm good with whatever happened. And I don't want to leave y'all because if something happened, I'm gonna be in the heat of the battle.
So what you're saying is that it depends on the situation.
It depends on the situation.
So what's the situation where you are going to drive?
Well, I am going to drive if we go to an event.
With who?
It don't matter. Just any event, because if I'm ready to fucking event, like a party, outing. I mean, not an outing, like a party or a vacation, like a Deep Creek. I've never went to Deep Creek without driving. I always drive.
So, B-Shots, when you get drunk, you just ready to go home.
So, let me tell you something, right?
Okay, go ahead, B-Shots.
You got talking to the mic because...
That just recently happened, right?
Okay.
What happened,
B?
So, I went to Deep Creek.
You went to Deep Creek.
Without us?
And
I just met her.
I wish I would have drove because it was just like...
You ain't drive.
So, for me...
So, what happened?
Shut up. I don't need you to be a narrator or my hype man.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
so, we definitely don't need me as any type of man because you 6'3".
So, right.
You your own man.
Me, I know my vibe. I know I can just vibe with anybody. Mm-hmm. But this... It was different.
Different, like what they was doing drugs.
Paint the picture.
Remember, we wasn't there.
Who's there?
And it's a non-visual activity, so you got to paint the picture.
When you think of Deep Creek, you think of the huge like
mountain
cabins and no, yeah. But the log cabins.
When
and
I think
like
of
that.
Deep Creek, I think of weed.
you think of the cabins like the little like you know six rooms.
Just kidding, guys.
No, I'm in a townhouse.
What? They got them up there?
Yo, he didn't eat today. That's what happened.
Townhouse. Yeah.
They got townhouses in Deep Creek.
Oh, all right. So, all right. Okay. So, all right. No. Because we got to stay in the fucking car. Right. Close the fucking door, Average Jimmy. Close the door because we got to stay in this car. All right. So, you saying that you went up there, that you had, so you pictured that you was going to go to a big, nice log cabin and things like that. But you
went to somebody's toy middle.
You went to somebody's apartment.
They went to somebody's
apartment. Okay.
Yeah. And it just wasn't the vibe that I thought I was going to get.
How much money did you pay?
$100.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
How long was the trip?
Thursday to Sunday. It was the longest week of my life. Like, I was crying. I was about to pay $300 to get in a lift to go back home.
I was calling people to come get me. What was so bad?
It was just the vibe. It was just the people.
Tell me how many people.
She thought she was in Get Out.
It was white people?
All of them.
You was with white people?
Every single one of them.
And that's
12 of them.
But the thing is,
painted the picture well, because like if you didn't tell me that, then I understand, because now you're fucking in fucking Oakland, Western Maryland,
yes,
with a whole bunch of white people in a townhome.
That's fucking racist.
But I wouldn't trust them.
Not them, but the people there is.
Yeah,
but then they don't got your back.
I feel like they would have probably hit my back. They would have hit my back, but at the end of the day,
Did you see the fucking attack on the fucking Capitol? White people don't got our back.
They would have had my back. All that.
Well, my mother would have my back.
Well, let's talk about this though. Let's go back.
I hope so.
So you went up there. You didn't like the place.
I didn't like the place.
Did you like the company? Was the company okay?
No, and then the thing.
Why?
Because
they was playing beer pong. You didn't know how to play.
They wasn't doing none of that. But like when you cook,
making my way downtown.
They was listening to Leonard Skinner.
They was listening to trap music.
They were saying nigga. That's
sweet.
What a hard R. Nigga on the feet. Nigga.
It wasn't the problem. It just wasn't me. Like they was like burping like a fucking.
Like that's what white people do. They drink beer. White people drink beer.
I got a beer belly. Watch it.
You got a belly.
No.
Like that.
You got a beer body.
But no.
Belly,
but you
where you get that from?
Like kids.
You got a beer body. You don't got a beer belly.
First of all, fuck you.
And then
I lost weight.
Your nose and stuff like that. It's just not me.
I'm down to 306. Fuck
it's
you.
It's not me.
It's still a beer body.
Over three. I asked people to get
it. Wait a minute. First of all, fuck all of y'all. I lost weight. I'm down almost 40 pounds already. Fuck you.
Good.
Congratulations.
Shout on you.
That's what I need to stay away from.
Shot o'clock.
But all right. Yeah, shot o'clock. First of all, your cup is empty.
First of all, no, it's not.
You got Welsh.
You hear that? It. No, this is my Welsh drink.
Yo, who? Whoa, wait. It's your what?
All right, this is my Welsh.
It's not an R, man. It's the R. When you want to say it, just read it.
Be shiesty.
That's not what it says on that bottle.
Be shiesty. It's not an R. Hold on. I got you.
No R on that.
I got you, brother man.
We in Baltimore.
Brother man. Brother man.
That don't mean nothing. No.
I got you. It's not an R in there. It's an R in a word that your white friends was using in Deep
Creek. Welsh. Apostrophe L. Welsh.
Welches. It's Welches.
We got enough.
It's Welches.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
The jug that be gone in a day if you're drinking out the jug.
That's not a jug either.
That's definitely a
bar. This is bad.
Just take the shot. Just take the shot. Lord have mercy. What is going on?
Jesus.
Mess up the king's English.
Take a picture of that and then post that on the IG.
How do you pronounce this?
No, just post it.
You gotta post it and then put the jug or carton.
A female gonna say jug.
Put jug or carton. Put jug or carton with like the voting thingy. Yeah. Put jug
First
or carton.
Of all,
I don't
you're
know.
You're not gonna think about carton when you're drunk. Right.
That's a carton of
juice. So you didn't like the place. You didn't like the company. So
are you racist?
Clearly.
You don't like.
That's what it sounds
like
to me.
I'm not racist at all.
Just a little bit.
I've talked to a white guy.
Wait, I mean, that mean shit. You just wanted the white meat. Pause.
I'm not racist at all.
Why do we keep going? Get in the car.
I grew up with white people. I'm not racist at all. It wasn't my vibe.
So you got one white friend.
I lost control.
Come on now.
So you that type. I'm not racist. I got a white friend. Your white friend be blacker than you.
I grew up in basically an all predominant white dance studio.
You a lying motherfucker.
I'm not lying.
So, all right, well, you can't dance then.
Listen, you know what's
you got no rhythm, Mo.
You know, yeah, I know.
Oh, you grew up in Side Chick Land.
Like, let's
you a side chick. That's where the shot chick theater
is. She is. That's why she had to go to the main chick's house.
Oh, right.
To get a baby daddy.
To the whole family.
They had to go to his family's house. Yeah. They had to go to his whole family.
It comes full circle now.
Don't worry.
Damn.
Don't worry. Next topic.
Now it comes full circle.
That's why the whole family tried to fight you. Because you was taking away their relative, almost.
Their son.
Yeah, they signed. Yeah. That's why they shot the fight. Oh, now it makes sense. See, ding, ding, ding. Light bulb went off. There you go. All
right. So when it's time to go.
I'm ready to go.
Do you go?
Yeah. No. No, I don't. For your example only, like if they fight, I gotta fight. Or like something happened.
Wait a minute. You talk about fight.
No. He got a whoa. He got a point. He got a point.
Toxic.
No, whoa. He got a point.
Well,
we did have
a mini altercation last time we went out.
He have a point because like let's say if I'm ready to go in a party because let's say if I'm not drinking this night, right, and I'm agitated and some drunk niggas acting a fool and I'm ready to go.
Me.
I'm talking about our story, right?
Yeah, me.
But I know that.
Hold up, you were ready to go?
No. I'm speaking from his perspective. Oh. But let's just say I'm sober.
He wasn't drunk, though.
Right, exactly. That's why I say, let's say I'm sober. And I'm ready to go, but I know these niggas acting a fool, and I know my niggas drunk too, and it might be altercation. I can't, being the man I am, I can't leave them. And something happened. Yeah, I never feel right.
You can't be in your sober mind and leave.
Yeah. I wouldn't feel right.
Like, even though I was definitely checking Uber, I wasn't going to leave your niggas in there. Because if nobody was responsible.
I'm going to be honest. When I got home and realized how drunk I was, if we would have gotten something. No, let me rephrase that. When we was at the restaurant,
yeah.
I'd have knocked Joe the fuck out.
Right.
I would have knocked him the fuck out. I was still good. But when we got the Moby's.
Yeah.
Somebody would have stretched me out of that bitch because I couldn't do shit if I wanted to.
He was all over the
place. I was fucked up.
And imagine, I'm sober at both places. So imagine, I'm just seeing all this shit happen. Like, that's why, like, so the situation real quick before we move on. The situation was
We're not moving on.
But it was more about Nathan. And he was on his way to the restroom. And, like, two niggas, like, went over there. And, like, basically, I'm sitting there watching the Maryland game. And out of my peripheral vision, I see more about Nathan. He's like the most non-aggressive, confrontational person ever. I see this nigga hands go up.
And then you tell the worst nigga that's there.
Right. I see his hands go up, and like he going back and forth with the guy. So just out of my peripheral. So I'm like, oh, shit. I left them niggas at the table.
No, you said something. That's what made me get up.
Went straight over there, right?
No, I said something.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I was already over there.
He was already over there.
The two light-skinned guys. Said,
oh, yeah, you're right.
Nobody was paying attention. Only I saw.
My back was to the bathroom because
right.
I need to see the door wherever I go at.
Yeah, saw the altercation.
If I don't see the door, I ain't sitting down.
I saw the altercation.
Because he know I'm big dog, so.
Well, that's my ass.
Yeah, sit down, young fella.
Sit down, young fella. My bad, Barry Sanders.
Right. Oh, Emmitt Smith.
Me and Joe Green.
Right. Oh, Mike Allstar.
Hold on.
Todd Heat.
Right.
Todd Heat.
Hold on. So somebody said she a pulling guard.
All of above.
She said, old Marshall.
She a fullback, a tight end, a middle linebacker, and a point guard.
You said she in the huddle like, just follow me.
Yeah, follow me. Follow me, big fella.
Follow me on three. Say it.
I'm big dog.
She Marshall Yonder shit. I'm pulling, nigga. Follow me.
You said she got big hands.
Right. She do got big hands. Look at her hands. Big hands, big as shit.
Oh my god.
She slapped
me. Damn, they is.
Right. Slapped all types of niggas and shit. Right.
I didn't even punch him.
Right. Damn.
So she said she got a big hand.
Right.
She didn't even punch me and I'm injured right now.
Oh, god. She like,
how big them bitches is.
Right. She taking the motherfucking rock. Straight up the eight.
So you saying that she ain't should have got no girls basketball. She should have got a line. She should have got a fullback.
Football team.
Straight fullback.
She definitely should have been a pulling guard, bro.
Pulling guard like a motherfucker.
He said she leaving right up the A game.
Toxic. Everybody is toxic.
Even you.
All right. So can we stay in the car?
Yeah.
For like I lost control. No, we don't.
Because
it's the vibe. It's the vibe. They can't stay in the car.
Can I finish the altercation?
I don't want to.
No.
Okay, all right. Never mind.
No, go ahead.
I mean, we done at this point because it say, when it's time to go for you, do you go?
I had a perspective.
Let's say your perspective.
Because I like when I drive, right?
Right.
And you know I'm ready to go. I'm not the guy that says, "Yo, let's go." I'm the guy that y'all good. Y'all still want to go? And a lot of times,
so would you leave them?
No, I'll stay.
I'll
sit down and I'll
so
play on my phone or something
like
that.
That's a good point. But so the point I was thinking when I typed
unless.
This up,
it's some vajayjay on it. It's some vajayjay. Then I gotta go. Mm-hmm.
So you'll leave me?
No, I won't leave you. Time to go.
Yeah, oh,
all right,
all
right, my nigga.
Time to go.
All
right.
There you go.
So the when I wrote this topic, what I had in mind was like a spot like Deep Creek because it had been there when I was there a few years ago.
Kind of
so
remote.
It's like the reason why I drive is because when I'm ready to go, I'm leaving. So like if you roll with me,
you either go or you get left.
You go or find a ride.
Well, that's kind of crazy.
Patty.
Listen, hear me out. In a Baltimore atmosphere.
We in Duke Creek. What are you talking about?
No, listen. I'm
three
not
going. 3 hours away.
Listen.
Bring Baltimore people.
Listen, in a Baltimore atmosphere, I'm not going to leave you.
Oh, okay.
I'll go to the car. Like, look, I'm in a park lot because I need to get the fuck
that's
away from here.
That's weird,
me.
Though.
But.
No, that's actually.
But in Deep Creek. In Deep Creek, if shit hits the fan and I'm ready to go.
We all gotta be ready to go.
Mount up because we gone.
Let me think about that. So
that's weird.
What I tell you when we was riding up there, the reason why I drive, and I say, yo, matter of fact, not it was before we went. I told you, I was like, yo, you can ride with us if you want. I said, I'm letting you know I drive because if shit goes down and I'm ready to go, I'm leaving. Right or wrong?
But I'm see, I'm a vibe. I'm a with you, so I'm with you the whole night.
Right.
So if you ready to go, I'm ready to go. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm that type of person. Like I'm down for a good time. I'm down for the group.
When we went to Deep Creek, Rel was hot at Casamigo in his room. I said I'm
you
all out.
Hotel?
No. We was in was in a he had his own
we
room.
Was in, we was in a place that you wanted to be.
Facts. You just wanted to last.
Facts. I thought it was yours. Anywho,
that's why. I called it.
So
you.
Facts. So we was there, and
she still.
I bought two fifths.
Look,
I bought
she's
two.
Still fixing it.
I bought two. I bought two. I bought two fifths.
Shit,
of,
shit, I don't need to fall out.
I bought two fifths of Casa, and I believe Rel bought two. I believe Brother Man bought two fifths too.
I brought a fifth of Casa and a fifth of Martel. All
right. So yeah, that's what it was. I bought two fifths. So I had mine out for the open, so it went quick. And I was like, yo, my second bottle, I was like, I gotta make this last. So he was like, I got something in the room. I'm like, huh? He's like, I got something in the room.
You gotta keep the party going. We gotta keep the party going.
So, like, now we was going in the room sneaking shots.
I'll come back with two cups. Like, here you go.
But that's how you're supposed to be. Because sometimes, yo, niggas' eyes be bigger than they wallet.
Yeah.
Because so
yeah.
They don't want the Belvedere. Right. Niggas, but they want the Casa.
Right. Now, motherfucker, you don't drink this on a regular basis.
But I'm not stingy, right. Though. Drink so if anybody was like, hey, let me get some, I'm like, here you go.
I'd
but
be like, no, drink that fucking New Amsterdam, nigga.
That's shit that y'all was drinking all night. Why are you doing now?
Right here, right now. Are we doing a pod Deep Creek trip this summer? I'm sorry, this winter.
Absolutely, call it. If we publish it, we got to do it. So yeah. Let's just say yeah.
I'm coming.
You gonna come?
What month is it?
B-Shicey, you coming?
Vibe.
So we doing a one.
I can imagine.
Hey,
I can only imagine.
Hey, B-Shicey, we ain't doing no tears, yo. We ain't doing no tears.
It ain't fall for you.
No,
we'll pick you up on the way.
No, I'm not gonna cry. I feel like I'm not gonna cry.
Drive your own car.
I am driving my own car.
No bombers, B-Shicey.
No. What kind of car do you have?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
A one that ain't gonna make it.
It does matter. It does matter. No, it's not gonna. It's not.
You've been in the motherfucker hall.
We going when it's cold out. When it's snow.
It's gonna make it.
Nah, baby, that's not gonna make it.
No, we.
Okay, well, I'll drive with somebody that has the vibe that I have.
We used to go out there. We used to go to school out there. We know.
Yeah. Okay.
He goes to school out there.
Oh,
now.
What'd you go?
Frostburg.
What?
Frostburg.
Hey, what?
Wait.
In Frostburg.
Frostburg.
My cousin went there. They racist. They were, but they used to be racist.
No. We took over.
Wait.
Well. Let me rephrase that.
This was years ago.
The school. The administration
the school.
Racist.
Yeah, the school. That's what I'm talking
but
about.
But the niggas
school.
Took over the school, though.
Right, wait, hold fast.
Talk about the school.
We have two Frostburg alumni right here.
Yo, why and are we putting... Yo, I didn't ask you to say that. I don't want everybody to know everything about me.
You put yourself on
I did not.
Like,
I didn't
like,
say anything.
They told me your picture on the fucking IG page.
You did that. I didn't do that. Did that.
Like you said, my picture on the IG page, so shit.
You
they
did
know
it.
Who you are now.
You did
okay,
it.
Okay, well... Period.
Yeah, don't you be trying to come from Frostburg. That nigga a current student.
Period.
Just came
I
home
mean,
yesterday.
Damn.
You act like
today.
You came from,
today.
Came from home
Ever
from jail.
Ever Jimmy. Can you ask the last question?
He did. We already
did.
Oh, we done?
Yeah, like
when
sure.
is it time to go?
We already
period.
We already asked that.
Okay, my bad. We done?
It's time to go.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we...
Yeah, sure. We want to hear... We want to relive our college days.
I don't know if I want to hear this shit.
Well, you go ahead and use the bathroom.
You take a bathroom break.
I'll leave.
Go ahead, college kid. What's up with the Chronicles?
I feel like this is about to be explicit.
Yo, no. Real shit, though. Like, you need to respect the fact he's comfortable with talking to you and talking around you.
No, right, that is true. I didn't see this, but I just don't know what's about to happen.
Average Jimmy came out there for one day. He didn't want to leave.
What, Alfred?
Yo, remember, I was drunk as shit. I had my baby mother and my newborn son. I told him, I said, go home without me.
Yeah, he did.
Because I wanted to stay.
He wanted to stay.
Y'all remember that? Mind you, the whole way up, she was like, I know it's going to be dark here. I can't drive back because she can't see good.
And you was like,
it's nighttime now. I said, go home without me. And she got my son because I was so drunk fucking with these niggas. I was like, fuck my family. I want to stay here. I did wind up going home. I wound up going home with him. But.
Right.
You came home with me. I took your mother in town.
No, that was when we got.
No, not when we got stuck. No. Leaving the.
They stayed here.
No, they didn't.
Because she helped clean up.
No, I'm telling you. I took them home with me. I took them up there the rest of the way when the car broke down.
Yeah. Mm hmm.
And then they had.
And then you took them home.
I didn't take them home. They had somebody else come get them.
No, you had to. You was the only one there. Took them home.
Right, but they was like, Tiffany wanted to wait for her car.
Yeah,
I didn't take them back home.
She didn't come up. So
she did.
Broke down. They got in my car. Right, we drove to the bird. Right. So now it's my car and your car.
No, I took the bag at the graduation, bro.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. No,
listen. Shut up. Listen.
he wasn't old enough. He don't count. He was like 10.
He was literally
10 years old. He don't count.
So, literally.
He wasn't there.
Because they was there the next day because they helped me clean up. They helped me get my stuff together. Yeah,
because you brought this shit to my house.
So
I was drunk. They had me drinking.
151.
Yeah, 151.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So
the college shit. I felt like I was a college kid.
So, let's get the story straight.
That's when his grandfather was out asking space.
Long story short, I tried to tell my family to go home without me.
He did. He definitely did.
Fucked up kids.
Right. He's like, no, I'm having a good time.
I was on fuck I'm not the ready family.
Yeah. Fuck the whole family. I just want to have fun. I'm not done yet.
And she was going. She was doing it. I don't know who taught me.
I think I did. I said, yo, you can't do that. You're never going to let that down.
I was like, she all right. She said she could. No, they was like, no, you drunk.
You got to go home with her. You got to. That would have been so bad.
I took him home.
You should have been a Scorpio.
Hey, grown man, you want to talk about social media?
All right, y'all. So we thank you definitely for listening. Appreciate all the listeners and viewers. Definitely check us out on social media. We're on Instagram at drunk_words_sober_thoughts_ There we go. You got it right.
You don't even know.
So check this. It's a lot. This
yo, Bria, straight up. I just found out. Yo, you are the definition of a hater. Yo,
be shiesty. Right.
I was on your side the whole night.
Page ain't follow me back.
Not yet. First of all, the fact that the
you follow us 27 seconds ago.
Right. But she only listened to the show. Became an Instagram follower. Like,
period.
Fair enough. Okay.
Okay, period.
We're going to follow you.
All
right,
let's go. So I just want to say some shit before we close.
I'm going to take your shoelaces.
Can I say some shit?
That's some toxic shit.
Like,
or did I get cut off?
No, go ahead, brother. All right. Say what you got to say, brother.
I got cut off.
Preach to the choir.
Shout out to my man, Grown Mans, because he finally came back to drinking after being a quitter. Shout out to my man, College Kid. He got the slippers on with no socks, and he gripping the shit out of them. Shout out to my man, Brother Man, with that young-ass picture up there on his Google account. And shout out to Bria with the fishnets looking like she ready to go strip.
Right. And
I'm out.
And them big-ass hands. And that blonde wig. And that flannel shirt. And it's like 60 degrees
outside. Multicolors.
Right. Hey, Bria, you look great tonight. I just want to let you know.
Good.
So,
y'all
missing out.
And she's
motherfucker. Hold on, wait.
Hey,
B Shiesty, give me your social media account in case they want to follow you. And you might find a husband.
We all over the world, so you got a lot of niggas who may potentially
dropping
follow
them
you.
DMs.
I.XX.XCI.
What type of porno shit is that? That's a porno ass shit.
Y'all supposed to be following me.
I follow you.
First of all, I don't follow porno pages.
Right. Right.
Yeah, all them X's.
That's a lot of X's.
Algorithm.
X.
Right.
It's my birthday.
Where did C come from?
Yeah.
That's 91. in Roman numerals.
Yeah, bro. I think. Yeah, y'all didn't 91. Learn that in school. Oh my God. See, they got that rid of that curriculum. And
yeah,
that's
period.
Sorry.
Yeah, but oh, yeah, you didn't study that in school.
They didn't, no. They didn't even learn cursive.
You don't know how to write in cursive. You don't even to sign his name on legal documents.
Get y'all. You don't know. Yo, you, guys, you really don't know how to write in cursive?
No, I don't.
They didn't teach cursive.
They didn't teach cursive.
I'm a cursive writing motherfucker.
Me too.
That's probably that's.
He's still writing print on legal documents.
Oh, wow. That's really sad, though.
First
honestly.
Off, first of all, you can sign it. You got trying to now.
But you still writing
it. It put in cursive for me. If I push OK, it puts it in cursive for me.
Sign the sheet like Charlie Queen now.
Yo, we gotta get out of here.
Yo, we supposed to have been out of here for like 10 minutes ago.
Yo, we gotta get out of here. It's time to go. Yo,
we out? We out?
Yeah, we out. Yo. We
everybody say peace.
No, I say that.
Oh, my bad.
So,
my bad.
So, you know.
Hold up. I just had to pick my face up.
So, you know, I just want to say, you know, I appreciate everybody for being here tonight. I'm going to roll out of here.
Be shiesty. Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great show. Good luck to anybody who listened to this. I know it was all over the place. I apologize. I was trying to drive this boat, but, you know, it was a lot of drunk motherfuckers on it. So, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Everybody say peace.
Peace.